Jacob Richburg, also from the University of Arkansas.
Thank you. Hopefully you're not too tired to listen to the University of Arkansas presentations. And I can solicit your attention for a few more moments as we talk about a trial that we conducted over two different formulations of a herbicide known as Sequence. So what is Sequence? Sequence is a premix of glyphosate and S-metolachlor. That's a group 9 and a group 15. It provides foliar systemic activity with residual control from that metolachlor. The current formulation, labeled formulation, is an emulsion in water, but the potential formulation that we're going to be looking at today, or a lot more today, is the capsule suspension formulation. So what is an emulsion in water formulation? I think some of you may be unfamiliar with that. You might be more familiar with something like a oil in water emulsion, but an emulsion in water is something that's a little less common. So pictured here, we have bundles of molecules of a herbicide. A closer look, what you can see, I don't have a laser pointer with me, but the purple circles there represent a hydrophilic head, which is attracted to water. And then we have our tails connected to the oil of a hydrophobic tail. This causes an encapsulation, or rather than an encapsulation, more of an encompassment around that oil, which allows that product to be suspended when in formulation. Some advantages of an emulsion in water is that it's very cheap to produce, it has little to no dusting, and it's very easy to handle. Some disadvantages of it is that it thickens in extreme heat, it does have frost sensitivity, and it's expensive to package. Here are some products that some of you may be familiar with that are also emulsion in water. Things such as Halix GT, AIM, and Post. So what about a capsule suspension? How is it different? Pictured here are bundles of molecules, but upon a closer look, we can derive that it looks a little bit differently. We have our glyphosate, not encapsulated, rather it's in its normal soluble liquid form. And then we have the S-metolachlor being encapsulated within a polymer coating. And this allows for more of a controlled release of that S-metolachlor. Capsule suspension offers several advantages in that it's stable to store. It does offer that controlled release from that polymer coating, and then it does have some guaranteed suspension time when in mixture. Disadvantages is that during the current refining process, often there are impurities found from that polymer coating. It does have bad ability to foam sometimes, and it is very expensive to produce. Here are some products that you may be familiar with that are capsule suspension products. Things such as Prowl H2O, Demand, which is actually an insecticide, and then Pendulum. So side by side, theoretically, how can we expect these two herbicides, being the same herbicide, how can we expect these two formulations to compare? Well, first, we would expect a higher initial control from an emulsion in water versus lower initial control from capsule suspension. This is due to the immediate release of both herbicides and emulsion in water. We would expect more phytotoxicity because we would have the S-metolachlor as well as the glyphosate being released versus a capsule suspension. We would have the lower initial control because we have a delay in availability of that metolachlor and that plant isn't having to synthesize all that chemical at one time. This would result in higher injury to our crop being cotton from the emulsion in water and lower injury from the capsule suspension because that crop is able to metabolize that S-metolachlor over a period of time rather than having it dumped on it all at once like we would in that emulsion in water. So our objectives for our study was that we wanted to determine if a capsule suspension formulation of Sequence would cause comparable injury to an EW formulation. We wanted to determine if a CS and EW formulation provided comparable weed control. And then we wanted to determine if dicamba increases weed control when applied with a capsule suspension formulation. Our hypotheses for each of these objectives was that an EW will cause higher injury. Our second hypothesis was that a CS will provide lengthier overall weed control. And our third hypothesis was that the addition of dicamba will increase our overall weed control. To test these hypotheses, we conducted a study where we planted Delta Pine 1518. This is cotton seed containing both the Bolgard 2 and Extendflex traits at 55,000 seeds per acre into conventionally tilled and raised beds. The point is that it was practices that were very common to where this trial was conducted in the Northeast Research and Extension Center in Kaiser, Arkansas, just Mid-South practices. Our application was made with a pressurized backpack sprayer at 15 gallons per acre, and this application was made 3 weeks after planting. The data we collected, we had injury as a percent at 7, 14, 28, and 42 days after application. And then we had our weed control for Palmer amaranth and barnyard grass at 14, 28, 42, and 63 days after application. Our study was designed as a randomized complete block, being a single factor. Those single factors are listed on your right. The first one you'll see sequence as an emulsion in water at 2.5 pints per acre. The second you'll see sequence CS at 3.1 pints per acre. I realize that does look like an increased rate, but due to the formulation differences, that is the same amount of active ingredient per acre in each of those formulations. The third treatment was our sequence CS plus Extendamax at a labeled rate. Our fourth was sequence CS plus Ingenia at a labeled rate. Our fifth was sequence CS plus Roundup Power Max. And our sixth was sequence CS at roughly about a 1.25x rate. All of our data was analyzed using ANOVA, and our means were separated using an alpha value of 0.05. So jumping right into some of our results from the injury aspect of our trial, you'll see injury on the y-axis as a percent from 0 to 15. On our x-axis, you see our different treatments we just discussed. I will make note that this CS with a caret sign just represents that capsule suspension with the raised rate that we talked about. So there's three things that I really want to note about this graph. The first is that between an EW and a CS, we do see the same amount of injury statistically. We didn't see necessarily the higher rate with the EW or with the CS, but statistically we saw the same amount of injury. The second thing that I want to note is that we saw our highest amounts of injury coming from the addition of dicamba to our capsule suspension formulation. But all in all, the third thing I want to note is that all of this injury was less than 15%, and it was negligible by 14 days after application because there was no injury recorded. So for our cotton tolerance to our sequence, we saw relatively low injury for all treatments. We saw that an EW, a CS, our CS plus Roundup, and our CS with a higher rate showed the lowest levels of injury, and that no injury at all was recorded after 14 days after application. This led us to reject that initial hypothesis that an EW will cause higher injury than a CS. But which formulation will provide overall lengthier weed control? Next, we're going to look at Palmer amaranth control. You'll see on the y-axis we have control as a percent from 0 to 100, 0 being no control, 100 being complete control. On our x-axis, we have our timings that we discussed earlier. Our blue bar represents an emulsion in water, and our white bar represents a capsule suspension formulation. I do want to make note that statistical differences here are only applicable between timings, so we can only judge 14 days. We can only compare an EW to a CS within that timing, not across timings. So there's two things I want to note about this graph. The first is that our initial control is seemingly low. We only see about 85% control, and we'll discuss a little bit about that later. The second thing that I really want to drive home is that we do see that separation that we expected at 28 days after application. We see, in fact, that trend continues all the way out to 63 days after application. I'm not suggesting that 40% control at 63 days after application is something that we necessarily want, but we do see that continual separation, and we see that polymer coating in that capsule suspension holding our weed control as that polymer coating breaks down and releases that metolachlor. For our barnyard grass, pretty much the same story as far as high amounts of weed control at the beginning, and then we do kind of have a break in weed control, but we had no differences, and more than likely this is due to the high amount of activity of glyphosate and metolachlor on barnyard grass. Here's a picture of what that looked like. I've got some arrows here to show, point out the weeds. That image is kind of distorted, but if you count those arrows, there's four on each side, so that is very comparable weed control between these two treatments at 14 days. So for our formulation efficacy, we had no difference in control for barnyard grass. Our CS did show higher residual control for Palmer amaranth, but we still lacked overall weed control for Palmer amaranth. This led us to fail to reject our hypothesis that a CS will provide overall lengthier weed control. But we still have to address this problem that sequence lacks control of Palmer amaranth. More than likely, this is due to the spread of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth, as noted by Nichols and others in 2008. But fortunately for us, in 2008, Dr. Norsworthy noted the use of dicamba for the control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. So now we're going to look at Palmer amaranth control with and without dicamba. This graph is set up the same way as our other weed control graphs, control on the y-axis, our timings on the x-axis, except now we've added two additional bars to our original sequence CS bar. We now have sequence CS plus Ingenia in the blue bar and sequence CS plus Extendamax in the white bar. As you can see from this graph, we do have very high amounts of weed control with the addition of dicamba, and the weed control tends to hold all the way out to 42 days, more than likely due to that initial surge of weed control that we got from it at the 14 days after application rating. Here's a picture of sequence CS compared to sequence CS plus Extendamax. As you can see, we have very good weed control with the addition of Extendamax. Here's what it looks like, sequence CS plus Ingenia. Again, very good weed control with the addition of Ingenia. So for our CS efficacy study, We noted that we saw a significant increase in control with the addition of Extendamax, which Johnson and others noted in 2017. That is the addition of Extendamax to metolachlor. And then also Meyer and others in 2015 noted the increase in control between Ingenia when added to metolachlor. Overall, we had no differences between dicamba products, and we saw that sequence plus dicamba provided our highest amounts of weed control, greater than 90% all the way out to 42 days. This led us to fail to reject our hypothesis that the addition of dicamba will increase overall weed control. So what are our practical implications that we can gather from this research? The first thing I want to note is that sequence CS holds the potential to reduce the number of passes needed for adequate weed control in a cotton herbicide program. The second thing is that herbicide plus sequence CS does not cause high amounts of injury. Therefore, it should be considered as a tool to control our glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. For future research, of course, we need to compare the emulsion and water formulation with those mixes of dicamba. We didn't do that in this study, but that should certainly be done to see if we can increase that weed control in that formulation. We should also evaluate sequence CS in combination with other herbicides to control glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. And then certainly we should evaluate the cost differences between a CS and an EW to make sure that we're above that bottom line for our growers. I'd like to acknowledge Syngenta, who funded this study, and also thank my weed science colleagues for assistance in our trial maintenance and data collection. Take any questions at this time.
Thanks, Jacob. We have a minute and a half for questions.
Yes, sir. So the question was, did we have emerged Palmer whenever we made the applications with and without dicamba? And actually, at the beginning of our trial, we actually laid down a pre of Cotteran. And so we did have a few Palmer amaranth, but we didn't have a real big flood of it from that initial pre that we put down. Anything else? Yes, sir. Well, statistically, it didn't have different injury. And as you looked at that graph, it had about 3% injury. So regardless of whether it had more injury or not, that injury was negligible. And by 14 days, we didn't have any injury. Yes, sir. It was by rainfall. What's that? The amount of rainfall that it took to activate our sequence. I actually don't have those numbers with me. This wasn't an irrigation study, so we didn't have irrigation on it. and I don't have those numbers from the irrigation or from the rainfall that it received. Yes, sir. Can you speak up just a little bit? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. So the question was, have we evaluated how RO water affects these herbicides versus, I guess, other water? And no, we have not. We haven't done that. Right on cue. Thank you.